All right, we've got 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock in the morning. On the other end of our line, we have Felix Lerma.
Hey, Felix.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. It's wonderful to be on the program.
Felix is a native of New Regal, but all of us around here call it...
Nuriel.
It's just like one melting pot of a word.
Oh, yeah. Even in New York City, one of the sportscasters, his name is Scott Clark. He came from Lima. He says, oh, Nuriel. He used to call me Nuriel. It's so interesting to hear him talk... to say that in the middle of the studio, ABC News.
Nurgle. Home of the Nurgle Bologna.
Everyone and people like Diane Sawyer, Bill Ritter, like, what's Nurgle?
You're like, never mind.
It was so funny to hear him say that.
It's bologna. Great bologna, by the way.
No, it's ribs, they say.
Well, ribs, too. They got the ribs at Bo's place.
I have to ask you, you either love them or you hate them. Nurgle ribs. Yeah. You love them or hate them?
Well, I grew up basically on them, so, you know.
They used to put it on your bottle nipple.
Still to this day, my dad said, oh, we just bought Nurgle ribs. I'm like, oh.
Great.
Yep.
All right. Tell us a little bit about you and what you're doing these days.
Well, I am holding a seminar and a workshop in Finley, which is, I did this last December, and it went pretty well. I was surprised. I'm not surprised. Well, I was a little surprised, actually, the response. I didn't expect so many people. But, you know, everyone's interested because, you know, I do this because other people know that this is not all there is to life. There's a lot more than what we know and what we've been told. So as a child, I just was very sensitive to energy of people both living and deceased, and I didn't really know the difference. I just knew that my grandfather had come to visit me after he passed away and said, tell everyone that I'm okay. And it was just as real as talking to you. And I'll never forget that. At 8 years of age, you don't forget something like that. And so it really had a big impact in my life. And to this day, you know, my reason, I believe, is to help people to understand and to keep moving on here, because, you know, a lot of people have a hard time, you know, they have to move through the grief of losing a loved one. But when you can hear the personality or feel, you know, information that only they would know, it's a pretty powerful feeling, you know.
Now, you are a psychic medium.
I am,
and you
a medium,
have
yes.
messages from the other side, and you're going to have a two-hour show, so to speak, an event next Wednesday, May 30th, from 7 until 9, mm-hmm. at the Finley Inn and Conference Center.
Yes, and I'm looking very forward to this. I do a little speaking before I start. I talk a little bit about what I do. Some people come in and, you know, really don't, never been there, never had this experience before, so they really don't know what to expect. Basically, it's just I'm speaking a little bit about what I do, and everyone kind of gets on the same page as far as feeling comfortable, and we all I talk, and I have, you know, if people want to share their stories, I'm actually going to offer that this upcoming time. But basically, I feel the energy of the room. I do a little meditation with everyone, and then basically, if you've seen John Edward, I'm a little bit similar to him. I get information about the loved ones from the other side, and I pass it on to the person. And I almost feel as if you can imagine someone thinking at you and you receive their thoughts, that's how it works. And a lot of people sometimes, you know, don't understand. I've had one woman, she says, oh, Felix, I don't know if this is right for me. It says in the Bible. And I said, ma'am, just have a seat and you'll see what this is about. So there's a lot of trepidation, but when they see what it really is, it's about love, it's about healing, it's about laughing, you know, because the other side, they have a sense of humor. Absolutely. And people are surprised, you know, there's no way you could have known something like that. And so it helps them to move forward. You know, it helps people here to continue and say, you know what, there is another place where we all go.
Do you do these a lot?
Yes, I do these quite frequently. I'm here in San Francisco, and I've done in New York City. I've worked with an author, Terry Iacuzzo. She's a author of Small Mediums at Large. It's a really good book. It's a true story of a true tale of a story of a family of psychics, and she talks about growing up in Buffalo. And
sounds like a sitcom.
Yeah, well, actually, it's so interesting that I think there's something in the works with that with her. It was so fun. You know, I have a lot of fun doing this because there's a lot of joy that comes from this work. You know, seeing that people, you know, can get that validation, you know, and similarly to John Edward, it's about communicating and validating the people in your life now. And it's just, you know, this is it. If someone would have told me, Felix, you're gonna speak to the dead for a living when you get older, I would not have believed it.
I don't blame you there.
No, I mean I wanted to be a television director, and that's why I went to New York City and lived there for a while. And then I met someone who completely changed my life and said, this is what you're gonna do. And I just knew it. I just always knew deep down inside that I could do this. I just was a little bit afraid of it. But now that I understand it, it's become something I do every day, you know. Today I have readings, you know. I see between 10 to 15 people a week now.
If you want to see Felix, next Wednesday, May 30th, from 7 until 9, Philly Inn and Conference Center, you can go to his website, very easy to get to, felixleelerma.com.
Or you can go to Google and just type in Felix Psychic. Apparently, I'm the only psychic named
Felix. Now, do you do this over the phone for people as well, or is
it
in...
Absolutely. Yes, actually, half of my clients I probably see now on the phone, I talk to on the phone.
Really?
And yeah, I just tune into the voice of the person. I'm focused on the person on the other end, and the information comes to me the same way as it would as they were here in person.
Now, if you're listening to Beth, are you getting anything from her voice?
Well, now, when I open myself, which is me, I prepare for this, but it's something I actually prepare, I meditate, and this morning I just woke up and kind of wrote some things down, but when I open myself up, I can tune in. I can tell from listening to Beth and just her voice that she's a very sensitive person, and sensitive people, we oftentimes get in a lot of information and don't know where it comes from. In other words, it's like we just feel like, you know, why are we feeling this way? Well, I don't know. There's no reason for me to feel this way. But it's in actuality someone else's energy, not necessarily someone past, but someone who's here. That's what I always feel like, you know, the price for sensitivity is sensitivity. So someone who is overly sensitive, and so Beth has that sensitivity. And I feel like, yeah, I feel like, you know, if Beth wanted to, she could probably do what I'm doing.
Hey, you never know. Actually, I'm planning on stopping in. I'd like to see you in action, so to speak.
Well, absolutely.
And the other thing is you've got a four-hour, almost a seminar going on Saturday, June 2nd. What is that?
That is basically for everyone, for anyone who's ever been interested or is curious about, you know they have something too. Let me tell you, I believe everybody has the ability. Not everybody wants to do what I do. Not everybody, you know, has the same belief, but the ultimate thing for me is to help someone else to get information for themselves, or to, you know, to kind of tune in and listen, because it's not as hard as people think. I held a workshop in Manhattan, and I had about 40 people or so, and I had people who had never, ever thought they were psychic, and they just showed up, and we did exercises. I taught them, kind of showed them how to meditate and quiet their mind, and then I paired them up with people they didn't know, and I said, okay, hold on to something that belongs to them, and just tune into them, and just the first things that come to mind, share with what you hear, what you feel. And people were shocked. People were absolutely amazed at what they could get. They kept hearing, one woman, she said, I kept hearing the name Charlie, Charlie, just say it. And so she said, who's Charlie? And the girl just started crying. She said, Charlie's my dad who passed away. And so these are people who have never done this before.
Well, you can thank John for paving the way for everybody, John Edwards.
Absolutely. He's amazing. I met him a few times. During the time when people had trouble getting tickets to the show, people would just give me tickets and say, here, and I'd go, and it's just, I always felt there was a reason for me to go there and to connect with people like him and many other mediums I've met, and it's just been an amazing, something that I really don't have control over, something that I've just, I opened myself to it, and it's like, I was shown the way, you know, and I really feel very grateful and blessed to do this work. I do take it, you know, very seriously, because there's a lot of responsibility. It's basically like I'm pretty much like a counselor. I don't have the certification, but the information that comes through is a lot like.
You give people closure.
All right, so it's going on once again. The date again is?
It's
May 30th?
May 30th from 7 to 9, Messages from the Other Side. That's a two-hour event. Tickets are $25 pre-registration, or $30 at the door. And the next event is Unfolding Your Spiritual Gifts. It's a workshop on Saturday, June 2nd, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. with a one-hour break. And that both events are held at the Finley Inn, 200 East Main Cross.
Yeah, you can't miss it.
For more information, how can they...
They can call me at my number is 415-563-8677. That's 415-563-8677. Or they can just log on to www.felixleelerma.com and register online. You can go through PayPal. I have a few links there.
All right.
To PayPal. And, yeah, I accept credit cards and whatnot. So
I'm sure. All right.
That works. And I will see you on Wednesday.
Yes, I look forward to meeting you.
Great, Felix. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Good, Felix.
Bye.
Bye. You know, people don't realize it's 5 o'clock in the morning where he is, and he just got up.
Got the feeling like it was a little dog chasing its tail. I mean, he's going round and round and round and round.
He has a lot of energy for that early in the morning. We're not even like that.
No coffee.